100% of the questions asked during the candidate forum were submitted by members of the public, some before the forum and some during. One listener wanted to know what the candidates think are the top challenges facing the borough. Most of the candidates agree that housing is a big challenge in Ketchikan. James Montgomery says he looks forward to the results of a housing needs assessment that the borough recently funded. Pratt added that homelessness clearly is a growing issue for Ketchikan. Wong says the community needs to find a way to attract new teachers, and Westergaard added infrastructure to the list. Bockhorst says maintaining the quality of Ketchikan schools will be a big challenge because of possible revenue shortfalls in the near future.
The first is the Federal Secure Rural Schools Program, which provides our school district with about $900,000 annually. That program will expire in 25 days from today, and it's far from certain whether it will be renewed.
Bockhorst says uncertainty over state funding for education and the eventual end to teacher contract negotiations also will affect the school district's budget. Otis had a different take on the question. He says the community needs water tanks for emergency services on the north end, updates at the airport to attract more visitors, and a strategy for keeping Ketchikan's ocean water clean. Another submitted question focused on that last topic. The state has been testing water quality off Ketchikan's beaches for the last 2 years and has repeatedly found high levels of bacteria related to fecal matter, mostly from humans, according to last year's DNA tests. Most of the candidates agreed the source of the fecal matter likely is local. They pointed to older septic systems and outfalls allowed to remain even after the borough built wastewater treatment systems. Wong says the borough's planning department is working toward redrafting guidelines for new development.
This case with regards to the beaches testing out to have high levels of bacteria would be a good impetus to include the language for an enhanced waste management system for individual homes. And perhaps we could also get in dialogue with the city about the wastewater treatment that's on the north end of the city limits.
Pratt says while local sources contribute, cruise ships likely play a part as well. Montgomery, though, says he's taken a lot of cruises and observed firsthand the waste treatment systems on board.
And they are amazing systems down there. And what comes out of those cruise ships is close to drinking water as you can get. It's a problem that we have here. DEC has done some pretty serious testing, and there's documentation out there on some of these problems. We need to go in, find out what the real problem is, and then we need to stand our ground and take care of it.
Another listener wanted to know how the candidates connect with people in different socioeconomic classes to understand the challenges others face. Otis says his work with Ketchikan Youth Court provides that connection.
The people that come through our program, it's usually people that get in trouble, whether that be through drinking or smoking, but they are routinely low-income people. And, you know, it's just really important that we have nonprofit organizations such as Ketchikan Youth Court or WISH that really focus on low-income people, because I think they are the most disadvantaged in society.
Pratt says she meets a variety of people when she runs karaoke weekend nights at the Potlatch Bar.
I have heard many people talk about the homeless situation while sitting in the bar because you can see it out the window. A gentleman who I have actually spoken to personally, he is a Vietnam veteran. He is a genuinely sweet human being, and he just doesn't have the money to live here, and he has no way to get off the island because he has no money.
Montgomery says he volunteers to help build ramps and other accessibility structures for Southeast Alaska independent living clients. Wong says he works with numerous nonprofit organizations and is able to connect with a variety of people that way. And Bockhorst says in the course of his campaign, he's met with leaders in some of Ketchikan's nonprofit service organizations. Westergaard says he has family and friends from all walks of life.
I've had many people stayed with me and lived on my couch. I've had also a lot of people that are business owners in this town. That's kind of one of my blessings growing up, is that I did a lot of sports and a lot of different activities. I was the youngest member on church council. I played football, wrestled, drama, debate. I have these people all across this whole town that I call family. A lot of them are just friends, but friends are the family you choose.
Another listener wanted to know whether the candidates would support additional litigation over the state's required local contribution for public education. The borough sued the state over that requirement, winning at the Superior Court level. However, the Alaska Supreme Court overturned that ruling in 2016. The borough spent about $500,000 on that lawsuit. Most of the candidates say they would not pursue further litigation. Bockhorst was borough manager when the lawsuit was going through the court system. He says it was the right decision at the time and likely discouraged state lawmakers from increasing local costs for education. Bockhorst says if the circumstances are right, he would consider supporting another attempt at a lawsuit. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.